Believe it or not, serving in the U.S. military does not automatically qualify veterans for full health benefits. That's the case for soldiers from three Pacific Island nations known as the Freely Associated States.
Republic of the Marshall Islands, Federal States of Micronesia, and Palau.
Emmy Chitaro is the Executive Director of the Pacific Islands Health Officers Association, or PHOA. The nonprofit headquartered in Honolulu advocates for health services in the U.S.-affiliated Pacific Islands. This includes the Freely Associated States as well as the U.S. territories.
The three U.S. territories, Guam, American Samoa, and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, because they are U.S. territories, they are fully eligible for VA services because they are U.S. citizens. It's a different situation to the veterans that are coming from the Freely Associated States because they're not U.S. citizens.
The federal law regulating veteran benefits does not allow the Department of Veterans Affairs to provide direct services on foreign soil, which means no VA clinics in the islands. And Chitaro says local health care is limited, especially for combat veterans like one she recalled from Ponape.
He had lost both his arms and both of his legs. There are no specialty PT services, physical therapy services in Ponape at all. None.
It's hard for veterans in the U.S. mainland. It's hard for veterans in Hawaii. But I think this is an invisible population in a lot of ways that doesn't have a voice.
New York filmmaker Nathan Fitch documented the plight of soldiers from the Micronesian island of Kosrae who fought in American wars in his film Island Soldiers.
A lot of these Micronesians who are serving are enlisted from their islands, and the materials they're enlisted with promise certain benefits. The challenge they face is that after serving, they go home, but there just isn't a VA. There aren't the same benefits. And so, you know, for healthcare, these veterans have to fly themselves back to Hawaii and Guam, which can be thousands of dollars.
Residents from the Freely Associated States can work and live in the United States under a treaty they signed with the U.S. called the Compact of Free Association, or COFA. The 1986 compact also allowed the U.S. to secure strategic military control over the North Pacific region. Ron Hahn directs the Hawaii State Office of Veterans Services.
These COFA veterans served their nation with distinction. A lot of them may have gotten injured in the line of duty, you know, or paid the ultimate sacrifice. And we certainly would want to see them, you know, get the type of support that they would need for health care or any of the other benefits and entitlement requirements that are out there.
Chitaro says it comes down to resolving inconsistencies in the way the United States chooses to relate with COFA residents. They aren't citizens, but
in many other ways, they are part of the United States. They are eligible for other federal grant programs. They are using U.S. currency. You know, they do defer. You know, they can have access to U.S. Supreme Court.
And they do risk their lives for the red, white, and blue. Kuve Hirishi, HPR News.